All right. Cool. Proverbs 12, verse 27 is where we'll start. A quick nugget on Proverbs, okay? When you think of the book of Proverbs, I want you to think a father's wisdom to a son, okay? These are essentially memoirs on how to not live stupid. That's the easiest way to put it, okay? This is Solomon, for the most part. There's other authors, but Solomon, for the most part, writing just life lessons, okay? This isn't like great worship ideas like the Psalms and real deep theology. This is, man, how do you get along with others? How do you not be an idiot? How do you be a successful individual in life? Okay, so that in essence is Proverbs. Okay, so if you're a simpleton and not super spiritual like me, okay, Proverbs are good. All right, if you're super spiritual, then feel free to read the Psalms. But those get like really confusing for me. So I try hard, but they're not my favorite. Proverbs are good just because they're simple nuggets of truth that are easily digestible and great just for life. All right. So 12:27, somebody pick up there and read that for us.
Whoever is slothful will not roast his game, but the diligent man will get precious wealth.
Okay. Whoever is, your version says slothful. What else do you guys have?
Lazy.
Mine says lazy. What are you reading out of, by the way? Is it Jacob?
The Bible.
I'm sorry. Good. We prefer that other than the Quran. Sense of humor is absolutely necessary at 6 in the morning. So what version of the Bible?
ESV.
Okay, good. So slothful, lazy, okay, does not roast his prey. What does it tell you about that man? What is he in the act of doing? Does not roast his prey. What is he, okay? He doesn't have what?
Food.
Well, he does have food.
Yeah.
Mo, what has he not done with this food? He didn't cook it. So tell me what he has done. He caught it, he stalked it, right? He figured out how to Bear Grylls it, right? And he got his game. So he's done the first 90%, right? He found it, he stalked it, he killed it, and now he's ready to eat it, but what won't he do? He won't eat it. Why? Because he's lazy, okay? Have you ever tried to skin an animal? Most of you probably don't do that every day. Some of you, like from New Zealand, do those sorts of things, right? It's not easy, okay? It takes work. It's difficult. So he's done the first 90% of the job, but what he won't finish what he started, okay? Do you think he has dreams and aspirations of eating that great meal that he just killed? That's why he killed it to begin with, right? He wanted to fill his belly, he needed to eat, but he won't finish, okay? What's the antithesis of that? What's the part B, if you will, of Proverbs about the other type of man? What does he possess? Diligence. What is diligence? Give me a Webster's. Out of your brain, like not really Webster's. Don't start Googling. What is diligence? What does it mean to be diligent?
Hard work and perseverance.
Hard work and perseverance, okay? The antithesis, the opposite, if you will, of being lazy. So what does a diligent person do compared to the person in part A? They'd be eating it because they cooked it and they finished their job, okay? We start every year in residency with this proverb. Why would we start here? Why would we remind you guys at the beginning that the first 90% is really easy? It's the last 10% that's hard. It takes work and tenacity and grit and determination and steadfastness. Why would we do that?
Because that's how
it's going to feel, okay? By the way, nobody cares about the first 90% if you can't do the last 10. It doesn't matter. If you cannot finish what you've started, then starting really doesn't matter. If you're the type of individual that's great at starting things but can't see your task through till the end, it's not helpful, okay? When we choose staff at the Well, when you guys look around and have people on your ministry teams, when you're going to be hired for jobs, those are the qualities that people look for. They want to see people that can finish what they've started, right? For years in this program, we required a college degree. It wasn't because we wanted people that had a BA or a BS and we thought that would be really cool to hang on our wall. College is all about, can you be self-disciplined? Can you get up at 7:30 in the morning and make your 8 o'clock class? Maybe brush your teeth like you guys were required to in here. Can you go through 4 years, 4, 5, 6 years? Can you work, put yourself through school and get a degree? I don't care what your degree's in, but that was the point of the degree. Can you finish what you've started? And a college degree says, yes. What can I do with it? I don't know, probably nothing. But you got it, right? And that's the idea. Many of you have done that in life, right? I think through dental school was probably a grind, right? Difficult and late hours. And well, you didn't read much, so that maybe that doesn't count for Casey. He didn't. He confessed to not. He studied. He just didn't read textbooks. So, but you guys get the idea. Many of you have been through seasons like that. Law school, right? I've heard the first year of law school was like, the whole purpose is to weed everyone else out that isn't supposed to be there. It's a nightmare. At least I'll tell you more about it later. Okay? It's difficult. We start here for that reason, okay? I want you guys to remember that. This is a quality that if you see it in a person, it's magic. You'll hire them. You'll want them on your teams because when they say to you, hey, Jane, I'm going to take care of that, you know it's done, okay? I don't have to worry about it. I know if that person says they're going to take care of that task, it's checked off in my head and it's done and I don't have to worry about it. The opposite is also true. When you see that person, that quality in a person that they don't have diligence, the ability to finish what they've started, it's a nightmare. It's not helpful. I don't care if you did the first 90. If I've got to pick up the last 10%, then it's not worth it, okay? So be individuals that are diligent. Finish what you start, okay? Be slow to commit so that you don't overcommit, okay? And when you do commit to something, be all in, okay? When you give your word, say, it's done, all right? So diligence, good lesson for all of us, okay? Thoughts, ponderings, musings, feedback. Nothing.